have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. I hope you had an amazing weekend. I did. Thanks for asking. It was amazing. Went by fast. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, because we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama, Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 to noon Eastern time. Amazing, huh? And so different time zones. In some places, it's another day already. It's Tuesday in some countries. But you can be, let's say you're running around, you got to go to work, or you make breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or working out, or taking a walk, or fighting. A lot of people fight nowadays. Or angry, hateful, and you're just irritated. You still could be listening to the show on your iPhone or your iPad. Even if you're the president of Mexico and you're afraid to let the Great White Hope bring the military into your country to help fight the cartel because you're afraid of the cartels, you still can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? It's Monday. And rainy days and Mondays always build me up. Amazing, huh? Monday, we take all calls. All calls. But Mondays is, and it will always be, let it be known, let it be said, let it be written, is, and will always be, Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable. All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. What a mess. I have to tell you. Yesterday's fellowship was off the chain. It was really, you have to not want to get better in any way in order not to be helped in those fellowships, our fellowships on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. If you were there or online watching it, you will help, unless you just didn't want to be helped. And I know there are people who watch the meeting and maybe even attend the meeting. Well, yeah, definitely attend the meeting. They don't really want to be helped. It feels good when they first hear about it. Sound good. But soon as some pain come, anger or whatever, it's a whole different story. They forget about it. But for those who want to overcome, if you did not get help yesterday, it ain't meant for you. Really. And the truth is not meant for all people, because all people don't want the truth. They don't want it. They love the lies. They love their misery. And they love trying to hurt others because they love hurting themselves. But yesterday's meeting was mind-blowing. I love the fellowship because I learned so much. As I'm teaching, I'm being taught. I listen closely, and I watch people as they're speaking. You'll be stunned at what you see, and they don't even know you see it. And then you won't judge it because now you understand. It's not them. They think it's them, but they're not. So one of the things that we dealt with yesterday was words. And I mentioned in my opening statement something like, there's good and there is evil. There's the lie, and there is the truth. And you can't participate in both. You can't serve but one. You can't serve back and forth. You can't be of good, and then be of bad, and then be of good. You're only of one or the other. It's just the way it is. And I know your mind, which is of the evil, would tell you that, oh, you can be good and you can be bad. You can be nice and you can be bad. It's not true. Even the Bible tell you that. You can only serve one master. And until you're born again of the truth, Satan is your God. Whether you know it or not, admit it or not, Satan is your God. You're an angry, evil, out of control person. I mentioned how human beings treat each other. It's mind-blowing. But I understand now because I know what's going on. And it was deep yesterday. So I mentioned words. Children of God, children of the light, children of the truth, those that have truly been born again, cannot, will not, is not, not, will not be affected by words. And if you are being affected by words, then you're lost. You're lost. If you can get angry or emotional or you cry or whatever, you are lost. Now, in your mind, you may be thinking you're found, but you're not. Because you're affected by words in your imagination, and outside of you, inside of others. And long story short, I suggest you watch it. You can podcast it, yesterday's meeting all the meetings, but rebuildingtheman.com/Terry. Podcast, because I'm not going to be able to give you the whole thing today. What the? But I mentioned the word betrayal. Have you been betrayed? And have you betrayed others? It was a very, very, very interesting discussion. And maybe a couple reasons that I dealt with that word betrayal. Number one is that hardly a day go by in counseling. When I'm counseling with men and women around the world, either by phone, Skype, or walk-in, everyone I counsel with have been and are affected, being affected by words. Oh, speaking of words, I got a brand new biblical course. I forgot. The brand new biblical question. Why should anything upset you at all? Why should anything upset you at all? We don't have the video yet, but it's coming. That's the brand new biblical curse. It's a doozy. But back to my conversation. All people are affected by words until you overcome it. And so I mentioned that yesterday, and I knew everybody in the whole building would have been betrayed or betrayed someone. And then, so I mentioned it because I counseled a lot of people, and they are, like, devastated by that. Some when they do it to others, but especially when it's done to them. And so I mentioned it because everybody talk about it. They tell me about it. But and the other reason I mentioned it, because there was this woman out of Minnesota who used the N-word, Nicaragua word, Nicaragua, not the other word, Nicaragua. And as a result of that, the people went nuts over it. Some people. They pretended that they were affected by the N-word. And they're so accustomed to reacting, overreacting to that word. And they don't know that that word, first of all, that word really doesn't hurt anybody anyway. It's all an act at this point. It's not even real. There's not one person on earth that is affected by the so-called N-word. It's just an overreaction from being trained to overreact. It's an unconscious overreaction. That word is at this point. But a lot of people pretending to be hurt by that word, and they went after this woman for using it, and it appears that she didn't care that they went after her. And if that is true, it was delightful to see that, because I've been saying to white people for years now, over 30 years, that they need to get over the fear of words, period, but especially the so-called N-word. Because the social justice makers, they're a group of people who create social justice people and anti-racism people. And they use these people to get money and power to pass laws and do that, to take our taxes. It's the same as DEI now. Their whole life is about creating DEI people, social justice people, anti-racism people, which is all an illusion. It's not even real. But because people are not in control of their own lives, they think it's real. And they just automatically react to it, even if they don't feel as they about it. But for the first time in a long time, I'm sure I've seen this before, this particular woman did not care. It didn't bother her. And because she was not affected by that word, she moved on with her life so far, it appears. I don't know what she's doing now. But it was interesting. And for those who are overcoming your fallen state, one of the things, if you continue to work on yourself, you will overcome it anyway, being affected by words. A word is just a word. Think about that. A word or words are just words people use, come out of their mouth with no meaning, unless you overreact to it. Words that make you feel good or the words that make you feel bad, they're both imposters. And human beings use them to hurt you because they know you can be hurt with words. Think about that. How about sticks and stones may break my bones, but words would never harm me? Remember the good old days? We were told that. And so I grew up in some people in my age group grew up not being affected by words. And it seemed odd and weird to see people affected by words. But I understand why they are affected by words. I don't agree with it. They should not be. I would encourage you to overcome words. It's up to you. And the reason for that is because human nature is evil. Human beings are evil. The yesterday fellowship was amazing. And then after the meeting ended, we turned the camera off. It went even further. It was like the end of it. I don't know which was more amazing. The Spirit of the Lord was up in there, and so was the spirit of the devil. But the Lord's Spirit ran the devil's spirit out. So this woman seemed to not be affected with the N-word or being called racism or anything like that. If it's true, good for her. Children of God, and I don't know if she is or not, those who have returned to the Father, it doesn't matter race, color, male or female, you should not be affected by words. Something wrong with you when you are affected by words. You should not even be affected by betrayal, really. And we'll move forward. We'll talk about that a little later if you like. Or you can make sure you podcast and hear the whole deal. I want to remind you, for those who may not know about this woman, or you forgot, I want to remind you, this is from People. A video of this Minnesota woman who has since been identified as Shiloh Hendricks began circulating on social media after she seemingly called a 5-year-old the N-word on a playground in Rochester on Monday, April 28. This is according to NBC News. Watch this.
You call him a child? Did you call the child the N-word? It is my own business. You call him a... Okay, why don't you have the boss to say it right now again?
You,
okay. All right, that's what you say. Nobody digging to your...
A little kid just did, you dog.
That little kid, you call him a...
Yeah.
The little child?
What, if he acts like one, he's gonna...
Are you about to hit him? You chase him here?
He took my son's stuff.
So that gives you the right to call the child 5-year-old and the N-word.
If that's what he's gonna act
that's
like.
That's what you're gonna call him.
That's what he's gonna act like.
You know, that's a hate speech. And you can't be the that.
I don't give a
Nice.
Okay, we'll see about that, what the internet has to say about you.
She doesn't give a S. Amazing, huh? And why all of a sudden the N-word, if she called the child that, why is that such a bad word? Parents call their children worse things than that. Really? If the parents were to only call their children the N-word, that would be nice. They wouldn't be traumatized. But parents call their children and treat their children worse than that. Believe me. So, but this guy was tripping. And I like the way the woman handled it. It's just a word. And he tried to dramatize. You call a child, 5-year-old child, however old he was. It's hate speech. Because if he couldn't get her with saying, you call a child that, then he had up the wording to hate speech to get a reaction from her to make her afraid again. Human beings are evil and not to be trusted. Anger is evil. Really. And I keep expressing this because I want you to know you can overcome it. It's not about racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, Debbie Dadism, Allahu Akbarism, white supremacism, anti-Semitism. It's not isms. Get to know what's happening. See what's happening inside of you. Then you will understand. You will understand. And understanding will change your entire life. But you got to submit to the truth. You got to let it save you from your false self. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your emotions. And you're not your body. All thoughts are all lies all the time. What a horrible way to live. Why don't you stop dying and live? Why don't you live? Don't you want to, like, live, like, have real life, enjoy life, and not be affected by the world, period, the dark world inside of you and the dark world inside of others, outside of you? Don't you want to live that way? Well, this woman, Shiloh Hendricks, has raised over $600,000 in donation for herself on a fundraising page, surpassing the track meet stabber, Camilla Anthony. So here's one image of Shiloh's fundraising page.
Correct. Yep. Here it shows surpassing that $605,000 for the Help Me Protect My Family campaign.
And what she has to do? Go to court and stuff?
To court? The reason why she's asking for this money?
Yeah.
I forget, but in the whole thing, she just explains how people found her address and things like that. And she names this the Help Me Protect My Family campaign.
Nice.
And Carmelo here, this
so
is the help.
So she got $600,000. And that black boy, Camilla Anthony, who allegedly killed a white boy, white twin brother, at a track meet. Who take a knife to a track meet? Here's his fundraising page.
Looks like $521,000, just under the Shiloh one, for the Help Carmelo official fund.
Amazing. What this old world coming to? Things just ain't the same. Where's the love? We were created from love to love one another and not hate one another. But everything is happening but love. The one thing that's the most important thing is love, and that's not even existing. What a mess, huh? $600,000 versus $500,000. Good for her. Well, I want to show you the social justice creators. These are not the only ones, but the reason why they create social justice people, because social justice people are used to bring money and power to the ones who create social justice people, which has no real meaning at all, zero meaning, but it raises money. And because people are unwilling to be the leader of their own lives, to be individual and to love one another, the social justice people are making buku money from them. because they are not free thinkers. They are puppets on a string. That's why I keep telling you to drop the anger. Anger is hatred, and hatred separates you from truth, from God. It's funny, you can love somebody this morning and get mad at them by lunchtime, and now you hate them. Think about that. You love them, and as soon as they hurt your little feelings or don't go the way you would like them to, you hate them, and the battle is on. It's a thin line between love and hate. First you love me, then you hate me. That's a game for a fool. Break up to make up. What a world. You love them for breakfast and hate them at lunch. And you feel justified. You blame them that you hate them. Isn't that amazing? So here is an example of the social justice people, creators, and why they create social justice people. The Rochester police are investigating, and the NAACP launched a crowdfunding campaign for legal support, social justice, and anti-racism efforts. Watch this.
KTPC reported yesterday that Rochester police are actively looking into the viral video showing a woman holding a small child making racist slurs in reference to another child at the playground who she claims had taken something that belonged to her child. The person recording the video alludes to the child being targeted as having special needs. The Rochester branch of the NAACP has launched its own crowdfunding campaign with multiple goals, including legal support and social justice efforts in support of the child and family, as well as anti-racism work in Rochester. That fundraiser has earned more than $92,000 as of less than a half hour ago. On its fundraising page, the NAACP acknowledged the woman in question's fundraising effort, writing, quote, many of the comments from her supporters celebrate and justify her hate, end quote. The NAACP goes on to say, quote, let's turn outrage into impact. Stand with us. Stand for this child. Justice must be served, end quote.
And in honesty, it has nothing to do with the child. It's all about the social justice encouragers raising money for themselves. They get money and perceive power from that. But because the people are not in control of their own life, they cannot see, they let themselves be used by the NAACP and others. I encourage you to wake up. You are asleep. Wake up. There's no such thing as social justice or racism. If the shoe was on the other foot, if this had happened to the white woman, some black woman called her child a white so-called bad name, would the NAACP be trying to raise money then? Here are responses from black women about this situation. Watch this. Oh, we'll do it after the break, I'm told. Let me take a break. That's amazing, it's a break. It's a spiritual battle, folks. And I want to remind you, never trust an angry person. Now, don't walk around with distrust on your face. But see the anger in yourself so you can overcome. You're going to see it in an angry person, and you know not to trust them. They will turn. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta living at home with my mom and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773. Quick announcements. The Hake Report coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, right after my show. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com. From 9 to 11. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. At 11 a.m., Monday through Thursday. And after that, the American Anchor, baby. At 12 noon, the American Anchor, baby. And a brand new episode of Punch'n TV today. A brand new episode of the Punch'n TV at 2 p.m. What the? 2 p.m. Pacific time. Watch this.
Pearl Davis in the building.
Guys have so much to lose. I don't know why they don't do background checks.
We talk about this sometimes about prenups. Like, I'm against the prenups, but typically everybody else is for the prenups. To say that there's no exceptions is to say that everyone's cooked.
You guys fall for everything.
They're like a good-looking little family, though.
She's a decent person right now.
Do you think women are happy like this?
They're super happy. I don't really see a difference between traditional, like, conservative women and porn star women. They divorce just the same.
What's wrong with the men that the men cannot recognize they're being played?
I'm not trying to come at you, but you see the market. Why don't you want a prenup? You're cooked.
I heard a portion of that interview, but I was busy. I couldn't hear the whole thing. And I realized if anybody on earth understands women, it's Pearl. And beforehand, well, when I was growing up, I would never have been in support of a prenuptial thing. But now I would be. Because these women today are so slick. They can read you. They can be whatever you want them to be while thinking something totally differently and setting you up. And you're just grinning and running around thinking you got a good woman. You think you've been blessed. So you don't want to miss that one. She explained women, and she's right about the conservative women and the porn star. They're no different at all. It's just one dance on a pole and one dance in bed. Same thing. The spirit is the same. You don't want to miss this at 2 p.m. I can't wait to see the whole thing. I haven't seen the whole thing. I just saw some of it and then the promo. All right. But I know Pearl. Punchy TV. Punchy.tv. On YouTube there. And Punchy. Also, you can put shop at JesseLeePeterson.com/JesseLeePeterson.shop. The merch are there too. All right? Amazing stuff. At 2 p.m. You're going to love this one. You're going to be like, what the? Amazing. I want to quickly show you this NAACP so-called crowdfunding campaign under the pretense they want to social justice stuff. Help the social justice people. When will we run out of social justice people? It's been going on for 70 years now. And they keep giving it different names. Remember when it was called civil rights? And then it was called affirmative action. Then it was called reparations. And then it was called social justice and DEI. It's never going to run out because the creators of these titles will not let it run out. If it runs out, then they'll run out of money and so-called power. It's all about that and nothing else. Really, I promise you that. It's not real. Here's the responses from black women concerning this Rochester police investigation and the NAACP. Watch this from TikTok.
Ooh, the f- way I would have rearranged that face if I was in front of her. The way I would have rearranged that f***ing face if I was in front of her. I said it in my previous post, but I hope and pray that they find your location, bitch. And I hope they dog walk your stupid.
And you guys raised $250,000 for her? I am beyond disturbed. White people should not be forced to live among monkeys. Black fragility is getting pretty tiring. Sometimes to be accurate, you have to use unpleasant speech. White advocacy. I want to say that I'm shocked. But I'm not shocked. I'm angry. Can't even.
All drama, all fake. It's not real at all. And black people love to fight. You heard that first black woman. She want to fight. Black people, stop fighting. Lay down your weapon, your mental weapons and your physical weapon. What are you fighting for everything? You're not making a really good impression of yourself. That situation had nothing to do with those women or the NAACP or anyone else. It was between those two people at the park and no one else. Zero else. Why are they so mad about it? And how do they treat themselves and others? Why are they so mad about it? Amazing, huh? Here's another response from a black woman concerning this from X.
And in 2025, this is what you do? And the fact that you did that when that little boy's parents were not around, they were not present. What kind of person are you behind closed doors? Like, I'm fearful of your children. And I hope that they get removed from your care because you are breeding something that a monster. Go to her GoFundMe. Report people on that. Get it shut down. She doesn't... $100,000? $100,000 because you're racist? Minnesota was never great. Minnesota's like the fourth racist state in the states.
It's so interesting seeing these black women respond this way when they're mean and nasty, evil. They destroy the man's children. Look at all the young black boys and girls, how violent they are. How angry they are. And so these people pretend to be upset at one woman saying something to one child, allegedly. and they pretend to be so upset when they destroy their own children. Go figure that one out. They are so emotional, they are just upset. Are you afraid of your own children? I want to know, Black people, are you afraid of your own children? The ones that you have destroyed. Think about that. But, oh, they want to fight. If I was at that part, Jesus. Why, your kid out beating up police, robbing white people, cussing you out, and hating their father because of you. But you scared of this woman. You want to go after this woman. Think about that. It's all an act. It's a social justice set up. It's not real. It's not real. One other quick one. This may or may not remember this story. This is from WRAL. I want you to know all those women and the NAACP and investigating and the fundraising for the EP, it's all an act. It's about power and wealth. Fake power, but power and wealth. And they want to keep you on the run, white folk, so they can take every dime that you have. Get over that word. This woman's apparently getting over it. Get over these people don't care. Black people don't care. Look at the country. They elect people like Jasmine Cricket. Think about that. Maxine Waters, the Wicked Witch of the West, with a low IQ, and others. And they are afraid. Social justice people are being used, and they always pass like new laws for social justice, and one law had nothing to do with the last law they passed. It's just taking your money, another program, and bringing money. But you might remember this story from WRAL. A Tuesday night dinner at a North Heel restaurant ended in accusations and a racial slur. And the Riley woman who uttered it says, she would say it again. I say it again. Watch this from WRAL.
David, that's right. It happened right here yesterday evening during happy hour. The woman who used the racial slur told me today she will not apologize for her language. And in fact, she said she would use the same word again.
Just like everybody else.
This minute-long cell phone video shows an encounter between customers at the Bonefish Grill in North Hills.
This person had the audacity right here to come at our table and tell us that we are the rudest people that she has ever met.
Then the woman, who we now know is Nancy Goodman, calls another customer the N-word.
You're too loud.
We're too loud.
In your opinion. Let me show you my money. It's just as green as yours.
Rhino, you're so stupid.
We found Goodman at her home.
I'm a 71-year-old woman who lives in Raleigh. I suffer from tremendous anxiety.
She says that anxiety and the women's behavior pushed her to act as she did.
I'm not going to say I'm sorry to them because they kept pushing at it. So, and that's all I'd really like to say.
What about your use of the N-word?
I used that word because they forced me into it.
Do you see how that's incredibly offensive?
Yes, I do. That's why I said it.
Of course. And this woman reported the news like breaking news. Like Trump caught another illegal alien and deported him and the world falling apart. That woman's from the good old days when white people were not afraid. Remember those days? Well, y'all might not remember, y'all young. But there was a time in America when white people were not afraid of the blacks. She reminds me of that. And here's how black women reacted to the white woman saying she'll repeat the racial slur. Watch this from WRAL.
I would say it again to them.
She says she would use that word again to you all.
Wow. Wow. That's sad. Wow.
Shonda Stewart is the one who took the cell phone video. Her friend, Lakeisha Shaw, is the one who was called the racial slur.
I don't care how you feel like we should have been acting. If I was standing on the table with three heads in a purple jumpsuit, nothing justified you to come to my table and call me a stupid.
Goodman says she regrets not asking management to tell the women to be quiet, but she made one thing clear.
So you're not sorry about saying the N-word?
No. No.
In a statement, Bonefish Grill tells us, we do not tolerate hate speech or disrespect in our restaurants. They added that they are reviewing the incident to see how they can do better at de-escalating situations in the future.
Amazing. They're reacting to this. The news people are reacting to this like Bin Laden showed up or something. What the? They're making a big news report out of this. When black people treat each other that in that way, each other, all the time. And God forbid if you're like a conservative, like, oh, Lord. And these people are so offended. It's all an act. It's all an act. Black people, why don't you tolerate hate speech, so-called hate speech? Stop reacting. When you start reacting to you saying that about other people and treating your own children in that way, you'll stop reacting to anyone. It starts with you. The beauty about life, the change starts with the individual. They're like, oh, no. Amazing, it's all an act. Social justice people are the worst people. A social justice person or people are weak. They're weak people, and that's why the NAACP and others, the creators of social justice people, they use them. 888-775-3773. It's a spiritual battle, and it starts with you. The individual. The individual. Why not wake up? Christ came that you may have life and life abundantly. This is not life. This is death. This is not life. Super chat. I want to catch up with a super chat.
Nice. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey.
LA.
How was your little weekend?
It was nice. It was little. But it was perfect, actually.
Nice.
Elaine bought three coffees. Can I keep listening to your show if I keep living in my hell?
Yeah, I would suggest you keep listening. Because eventually you're going to hear something that will bring you out of your hell. Really. Nice. Thank you.
Hannes, three coffees. Hey, Jesse, all my life, I've always known I want to have a lot of kids, white babies, one day. I remember when I was young, it seemed weird for me not to want to have kids. I don't know why, but I just want to one day, if God is willing. Is this normal?
Yes. Have white babies. God created you to make white babies. That's why we have white history month. I was talking to one of my sisters by phone last night. And she was like, when are you having another event? I was like, oh, we got one coming up soon in July. It's White History Month. July, just feel white. And I'm like, would you come for that? She's like, no. She was like, she asked, do you have Black History Month? I'm like, no. We only celebrate White History Month. I can't come to a White History Month.
Wow.
My old sister, flesh and blood, and she cannot come to it. She love our event, but that's one she can't love and can't come to. Amazing. Thank you.
Hannes says, apart from just waiting and seeing and letting God's will be done, is there any other advice you would give regarding the he wants white babies?
No. As far as which one to have the baby or waiting on to overcome?
Waiting and seeing and letting God's will be done. Aside from that.
That's all you need to do. Don't forget to stay present. You need to stay present. And when you're doing that, you're surrendering your body a living sacrifice unto God. And he will take care of it for you. He will get rid of all those demons. Demon by the name of anxiety, suicidal thoughts, worry, depression, loneliness, anger, bitterness, revenge, shyness, fear, all that. Those are demons. And if you just watch them and do nothing about it, don't call them you, he will take care of it. Amazing. Thank you.
Honda says, thank you, Jesse and crew.
And thank you.
Bert Cocaine says, Jesse Lee Peterson, very glad to have you here on Pilled.net.
Nice. Good morning, Pills.
Pilled.
Pilled. P-I-L?
P-I-L-L-E-D. Pilled.
Oh, Pilled. Is that something new?
It is.
No.
Well, it's new to us. We're new to it.
But it's been around for a while?
Apparently it's been around a while. It's pretty well built.
So why are we just not hearing about it?
Sometimes stuff flies under the radar.
Important news travels slowly.
Indeed.
Bad news travel like light.
That's a fact.
Amazing. Thank you.
Rolando says, I did move away from blacks, but guess what? Blacks moved to the house next to us. And unfortunately, first thing they did, smoking weed outside in Texas.
I rest my case.
Terrible.
What a mess. Yeah, but white people are going to have to move and create a whole new everything. New government, new police department, new constitution, which is just say no to them, and they can't come and live next door to you or anything because they won't be allowed in the area. And you won't be afraid of being called racist and stuff like that. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Marina says on X, the live stream, the other day, heard you on InfoWars. God has blessed you, man. I'll certainly be following you. Thank you.
Thank you. You stay with it, stay with it, and stay with it. Amazing.
Thank you. Easier done than said over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. We don't understand how we got where we are at. So why do we worry about where we're going? It's been happening. Let it happen.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice.
Eric, Three Coffees, Aaron out of Maryland, was an insightful conversation at the end of the show today, meaning Friday, I believe. Can you make it into a YouTube clip? JLP said, you're not going to get hurt because you don't know. You're going to get hurt because you think you know. That's deep.
Thanks, amazing. Aaron. Thank you. Yes, we will.
Yeah, that was a great call. Aaron in Maryland.
It was.
He didn't want to. He was scared not to think. Just to stop thinking.
Oh, yeah. He's supposed to call me back today.
I think so.
He's supposed to not think for the whole weekend. That's going to be interesting. Let me take a break.
We'll read the rest later,
guys. I appreciate it. Thank you all. We'll finish using your phone calls when I come back. Straight to your calls, all right? Hate news, not the fake news, coming right now. 2 more hours to go. Female Monday. I'll be back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. Some of that mess is getting stopped. Some of it is getting cleaned up. and some of it is going out of control. We need Alcatraz back, and Trump may be bringing it back. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays, and everybody loves the females if they love anybody. And it's May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hate News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back to your calls. And we'll get to the rest of your super chats. And more great stories. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, the Defense Department Inspector General last week expanded its investigation into our greatest defense secretary, Pete Hegseth, for his use of Signal. In March, Pete Hegseth and other top officials discussed a U.S. military attack, as you know, on the Houthis in Yemen. It's a dumb, boring, like, played-out story, but they want to harp on it because it's all they have to go after Trump. You know? Terrible. It's a commercial messaging app, private. Conversation inadvertently included a journalist, liberal, scum of the earth. Terrible. In April, it was revealed Pete Hegseth had created a second group chat in his personal phone, allegedly shared details about those same airstrikes with at least 12 people, including his wife, brother, and lawyers. Doesn't sound like such a bad thing. It's not right, but it's not bad. Investigators also looking into how information about the military strikes was transferred from his secure communication system, Signal, whatever. And Lady Gaga, police in Rio de Janeiro foiled a possible attack on a Lady Gaga concert over the weekend. The free performance of Rio's Copacabana beach, it was on that beach, was attended by roughly 2.1 million supposed concert goers. Two people arrested on suspicion of planning the attack to gain notoriety on social media. Wow. This doesn't sound like a crazy attack. Maybe it is a crazy attack, potentially. According to authorities, the pair pretended to be fans of Lady Gaga and allegedly tried to recruit teens to use improvised explosives and Molotov cocktails on LGBTQ+ people at the event. Suspects pardoned of online hate group, they call it, that aims to radicalize young people to promote the dissemination of hate crimes, self-harm, PDF mess, and violent content, so said police. The alleged leader of the group was arrested for illegal possession of a firearm, while a teenager connected to the thwarted assault was arrested for possession of child pornography. Terrible. Where is Rio de Janeiro? Is that the one that's in Brazil? I better check, just to check. Yep, it's the capital of Brazil. Terrible. But not terrible, Alcatraz. President Donald J. Trump announced plans to rebuild and reopen Alcatraz, quote, to house America's most ruthless and violent offenders, with a capital O, offenders, unquote, in a post to his social media website known as Truth Social, which Commie Nonsense doesn't want to promote. Trump stated he was directing the Bureau of Prisons, the Department of Justice, and the FBI and Homeland Security to reopen the famous former prison, Alcatraz, located on an island on the rock off the San Francisco coast. Alcatraz closed in 1963 because it was too expensive to run. Because, you know, it's offshore. It's like almost a mile and a half or more from the shore. According to the Bureau of Prisons, it would take an estimated $3 million to $5 million to restore and maintain the prison. That doesn't sound too bad. And it doesn't include daily operating costs, of course. Currently, Alcatraz serves as a tourist destination run by the National Park Service. In a conversation with reporters later Sunday, Trump appeared to downplay his post and he said reopening Alcatraz was just an idea he had because of radicalized judges, so-called judges, who want to ensure that migrants being deported have due process. Scum of the earth judges, deport them too. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question is a doozy. It's a Mamma Mia, it's a Ola. It's an amazing question. Why should anything upset you at all? Why should anything upset you at all? You should really examine yourself about this one. It's going to blow your mind. Why should anything upset you at all? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad as it is happening. You can podcast, but no matter where you are and what you're doing, you can listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's Monday. And every Monday is, and we take all calls, but we take the females' calls as they come in. It is Female Monday. Oh, my life. I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
I want to be home. Yes, you have been lied to. Let me go to Germany and talk to Jamil. Jamil, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Jamil. Amazing.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about church yesterday. It was a really great church, and I was really especially interested in talking about betrayal.
Okay. It was amazing fellowship, folks. RebuildingAMan.com/church. Check it out. Go ahead.
I had a situation happen to me where I was I had a roommate for a couple of years, and before we became roommates, I thought it was going to be a really good situation. And then as soon as we became roommates, he started like partying and doing drugs, and I couldn't get him out of the apartment because we signed the lease together, and the rules are like complicated here in Germany. What ended up happening was that he kind of like abandoned the apartment and kind of scammed me out of money by paying rent. And I'm like still stuck in that situation. And like when that happened to me, my thoughts were going crazy because I didn't see what I could do about it. But my thoughts were just like plaguing me with like, do something, or like take revenge, or like hurt him in some way. And I really couldn't see what to do about it at the time. But I remember that I was walking down the street and these thoughts were just going through my mind. And then I was like, man, I'd rather just let him like do whatever he wants, like not get my money back and like not do anything about it, instead of just keep having these thoughts or taking any type of revenge on him. I'd rather just take the loss and deal with it, you know? And as soon as I decided that, all the thoughts went away, and I was completely fine. And even people who were like, who knew us and they were asking me about the situation, they'd always be like, oh, why don't you do something about it? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm completely fine. Like, you guys don't know, but he's the one that's hurting himself.
Jamil, right?
Yeah.
That is a powerful point. That's amazing. And you made such a good point. I hope the whole world listening and understand. The problem wasn't what happened to you. It was what you were thinking about it, how you thought about it. And those thoughts, which are not your own, they brought on more pain than the event itself. And that was perfect how you dealt with it. Overcome the thoughts, because it wasn't happening to you. It happened to your ego, and the ego was trying to make you mad. It made you get revenge. It made you do this. But you gained more than what you could have lost by overcoming those thoughts and not going after him in a revengeful way. That's powerful, man. That's amazing.
I really did like gain a really, really nice thing that I can't even explain to people, because a lot of people knew us because he was my roommate. And even people who are my friends, like they would still, they're still asking me about it. And when I'm saying like, I'm not going to do anything about it, they would get mad at me. I'm like, why are you getting mad at me for, I'm choosing to deal with it in this way. Why are you getting mad at me?
Amazing.
I didn't understand it. So I'd rather just not talk to people about it, because I mean, they can't help me anyway, and I don't know.
I'm
completely fine. It's just like, I lost some money, but I'm actually like quite fine, and I'm doing, in some ways, I'm doing even better now.
Absolutely, man. See, we've been taught wrong. Every person on earth been taught wrong as to how to live. And the world teaches you to go after someone, get revenge, be mad, gossip, and do this and do that, right? God tell you to lay your weapon down and forgive and do not get revenge. But the world teaches you to do it the wrong way. And that's why those other people, even though it had nothing to do with them, they're getting mad at you because you didn't do it the wrong way. They want revenge. That is amazing. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Watch those thoughts, stay present. You haven't seen anything yet, man. There's so much wisdom in that, it will blow your mind.
Thank you. And I have another question about church. At the end of church, you were talking about conscious decisions, and you said you were never made one. And I was wondering, like, when I decided to just give up, like, doing anything about the situation, and when I do that in other situations where I'm like, I don't know what to do, but I'm just going to deal with it and take whatever happens to me, you know, the feelings or the pain of it, and just, I'm like, I'm just going to deal with it without, you know, looking for something else.
Absolutely.
I would call that a conscious decision.
What happened is when you, because there is no you, and you cannot and have never made a decision your whole life, you are always influenced by evil, the spirit of evil, which is anger, which is hatred. And now that you're overcoming and you're becoming conscious, you are influenced by the mind of God, by the voice of the Spirit of God. It's not you making a conscious decision. There is no you to make a decision. We cannot.
Yeah, especially
we
because
cannot,
sometimes. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, sometimes really, like you I'm feeling something or I'm going through something and I have no idea why. I'm really like, I don't know why But I just know that, oh, I'm feeling like something isn't right at the moment. And I just don't know why. It's because of something that happened in my life. But sometimes I really don't catch it. And I'm just like, huh, I really don't know what to do right now.
Well, from now on, when those thoughts and feelings are there, because you can't have the feelings unless you have the thoughts first, don't call it you. It's an it. Those are evil spirits reacting in your body. Don't call it you and do nothing about it, but see it. It will work itself out. It'll be taken away. You'll be fine.
Right. Thank you again for, everything. The show and church is just really, really an amazing show.
You're welcome, man. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Thank you. Amazing. Okay. If you didn't catch yesterday's fellowship, rebuildingtheman.com/church. It's really time. It's up to you. I suggest you live. I set before you life and death. Choose life, because you've already chosen death. Why not choose life? Why not live? Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Florida, talk to first-time caller Michael. Michael, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse?
All is well, Michael.
I was calling because I've known about you for like 7 or 8 years. And then I stumbled across that Get a Job channel with all those savage moments.
Amazing.
And it was amazing. And it was so hilarious. But I kept on hearing your message about anger and forgiving your parents. And I just kept hearing it over and over again. And last week I forgave both of my parents, and I've been listening to the silent prayer. And because before really listening to your message, it never really occurred to me that I could dislike somebody or disagree with them or even think they're stupid and not be angry at them.
Yeah.
I used to think that just the anger reaction was part of it, but I didn't realize how stupid anger actually was making me, because you can't think clearly when you're angry at somebody.
That's right. 100%.
But now I still get upset. You know, I grew up going to church and I've always prayed, but I'm really starting to walk with God again after hearing everything you said, and especially after talking to my parents, because I'm pretty close to my parents, but after forgiving my mom, I've been wanting to, I don't really have a whole lot of resentment towards them that I felt, but I've been wanting to spend a lot more time around my dad, and I've wanted to talk to him a lot more, and I have a different type of respect for him, and just the kind of bond that every child needs with their father.
Boys and girls, that's what they're yearning for as adults. They're yearning for their father. Salvation is about a return to the father. Absolutely.
Yes, I remember you saying that's your mission, is to point people back to the father. And my question is going forward and dealing with the anger. And because I still get mad, especially like liberals really irritate me, because they're just so full of lies. Like just now when you were talking about those people overreact, I really appreciated what that old woman said when the news reporter thought she had her. She's like, well, what you said is offensive. And she's like, I know, because that's why I said it.
She's from the old school. From the old school, buddy.
Yeah, she wasn't afraid at all. They were trying to make her afraid, and she wasn't having it.
That's the way white people used to be. White people were never controlled by a word. That's ridiculous. This has been going on for the last 70 years or so when white people have been afraid of a word. It doesn't even make sense.
Well, how is it that you're able to stay so calm when you deal with all these crazy people on the fallen state and that call in and they say so much crazy things that are just lies, they're wrong, and they won't admit they're wrong? Why are you able to stay so calm? Is it just something you've worked up to, or have you ever struggled with anger?
Long story short, I used to be angry before I forgave my parents, my mother especially, and God took away the spirit of anger away from me. And you can speak up, but don't be angry. But angry people think that you are angry because they feel anger when you speak up to them, and they think that you're feeling what they're feeling, and you're not. But
yes.
And the reason, once you forgive by understanding yourself, you're going to understand other people cannot see. And so when they say crazy things or act in crazy ways, you won't hold it against them because you realize they cannot see. It's not personal. They cannot help themselves.
See, that's the big thing I hear you keep saying is that you look at people and you see them saying awful, terrible, lying things that are just of the devil.
Yes.
But you don't get angry at them because you understand that, I don't know, it's not them or something. They're deceived.
And you will, too, if you stay working on yourself, you practice staying present, you will see, just as you couldn't help yourself when you were angry like that, you thought you had to be angry to speak up, you had to be angry to do this, protect yourself and all that crap. You're going to see
exactly.
You had the same thoughts, but you couldn't help yourself. And that will cause you to see it in other people, and you won't hold it against them. You just stay with it. You will see that.
I thought I had to be angry to protect myself. I thought that was part of it.
But right.
You don't have to be angry to speak the truth and disagree. It's better if you don't, because you'll think more clear.
Absolutely. And let me ask, and who are you?
Who am I? What do you mean by that, Jesse?
Who are you?
I'm a man.
That's what that's what you are, but who are you? You are a man, but who are you?
A child of God.
And that's who you belong to, but who are you?
Michael.
That's your name, but who are you?
A human being on planet Earth. I don't know what answer you're looking for, man.
I'm looking for who are you?
I'm someone that wants to walk with God and have peace and have a bunch of white babies.
So let me ask, when you said you get mad, when you got mad, you thought it was for you, protect yourself. Who was getting angry?
It would depend. I used to get a lot more angry at my dad than I did.
I know, but when you said you were angry, who are you talking about?
I was thinking about, I have some friends who
Michael, Michael, when you say referring to yourself, you said still get mad. Who are you talking about?
About myself.
And who is that?
Me.
And who are you?
Myself.
But who is the self that's getting mad at time? Now that you're overcoming it, who is the self that get mad?
Is this the spirit of the woman or the mother, maybe.
And so why do you call that you?
I'm not sure. I mean, that's been another big one because I've been doing the silent prayer every day. And it was a big realization when you're saying you're not your thoughts, you're not your emotions.
Right. And so why do you call anger you when it's not you? You're not your emotions. You're not the thoughts. Why do you say, I am getting mad? I am this. Why you identify with evil and calling it you?
Oh, you're right. I could maybe say I felt anger, but I shouldn't say I am angry.
Right, because it's not you at all.
I shouldn't identify with it. I think the words, the way you phrase things, I think it is very important.
Yep.
I think it matters.
It does. You should stop calling something. You should stop calling your thought yours or you. You should stop calling those feelings you, the good one and the bad one. You should stop calling your body you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your body. You're not your emotions. But you have identified with them, and that's what's keeping you away from your true identity. You're taking on a wrong identity, thoughts and emotions.
You're right. So going forward, that could be a next thing to start being present and observant about.
That's all you need to do. Go about your day, but be present. And never call thoughts or feelings or fear or jealousy or worry. Never call them you again. They're not you. And so that the spirit of the Father can take them away from you. That's the ego death that you got to die from. And when you stop calling it you, when you see it, but don't call it you, you will die from it.
And then just keep doing the silent prayer and staying present and trusting God to guide me in the right direction.
When you stay present, you are one with God. You don't even have to trust him. You are one with him.
Don't even have to put any will into it.
At all. You don't have to make yourself trust him or anything. It would just be natural because you're one with the truth now.
That's good. That's good. That helps because then you don't have to be thinking about it all the time and trying to use your mind to figure it out.
I would highly recommend that you not think about it. Thinking about it keeps you away from God. When you don't think about God, when you don't think about God, then you're one with God.
I didn't used to, I don't know what it is, but the way you phrase things, I understand exactly what you're saying.
And the reason you understand it, because you open yourself up and invited the truth to come in, and now the truth has made a home in you, it is changing everything for you. He's with you, and all you need to do now is be present and stop calling the lie you. It is not you.
Man, I appreciate it, Jesse. You made a big difference by just keeping your message out there. I shared it with a friend of mine, too, and he's, I think he's got to go forgive his mother as well.
It's going to be the hardest thing to do is to face your mama, but it'll be once you face mama, everything else will start to become easy for you.
I didn't feel that much difficulty with it just because.
Nice.
I guess I have a pretty good relationship with my mom. It was more difficult with my dad, actually.
Right on. Well, just stay with it now. Stay present. There's nothing else you need to do about it but be aware. Don't call it you. Go to work. Have your dinner. Have your little fun. But don't call thoughts and pain. Don't call the lie the truth. Don't call it you.
Don't identify with them.
At all. Because they're not you.
You're right. Yeah, I know. That's been one of the biggest, I don't know, it's completely changed the way I, everything, the way I perceive reality.
Well, stay with it, man. You're on the way. And the reason, in closing here, the reason you can see where I'm coming from, it's the Spirit of God, the same truth that's showing me is now showing it to you, because you couldn't know it just by me saying it. By saying it, you have to see it. And now you're in the light, you're able to see the truth.
I like it, man. I really appreciate you putting your message out there and pointing people in the right direction.
You're welcome. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Oh, you can count on it. I'll call it again, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Take it easy. All right, Michael. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Ron out of Texas. Ron, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Uncle Jesse.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, man, you caught me in the school zone, but I'm going to keep going.
Caught you what?
Look, in the school zone, you answered my call really quick.
Oh, go ahead.
I normally have to wait a couple hours. But here's what I got for you today.
You want me to put you on hold? Ron, you want me to put you on hold so you can wait?
No, sir, you good.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
Hey, Uncle Jesse. Now, on the Kamala Anthony case, why wouldn't you believe that it's self-defense on the behalf of Kamala Anthony?
Well, I neither believe it or doubt, but it's just weird that he took a knife. According to the report, he took a knife to a trap meet.
Right.
Normal people don't do that unless they have an agenda.
Exactly. It's not self-defense, and I believe he should go to prison for a pretty good while. It's not self-defense. Now, the question I have for you, what did Trayvon Martin do to deserve for that Zimmerman guy to kill him?
Who?
What did Trayvon Martin do to deserve death?
I don't know who that is.
Trayvon Martin?
Right.
The kid who was killed by George Zimmerman?
When was that?
Oh, my. About 5 years ago, I believe, Jesse. And you had shows about it.
And why are you bringing that up in 2025?
Because I want your opinion.
I don't remember that, man. That been 13 years ago.
Okay, let Hank answer.
But no, I don't remember that. No. That was 13
years ago. You don't want to answer, Jesse?
Why are you bringing up something from 13 years ago? When no one can remember all the detail, why are you bringing it up now?
That's not true, because Trayvon Martin.
No, tell me why are you?
I'm telling you.
Why are you bringing it up now?
I'm bringing it up now because I remember the case, and these two cases are similar. Trayvon Martin did not do anything to deserve to die. It was a fist fight between a grown man and a little boy.
Ron, what?
Now, you know what I'm talking about, Jesse. I threw a curveball at you for
Ron,
a reason.
Stop screaming.
And you can't give her what I'm saying. Okay, go ahead, Jesse.
Stop screaming.
Go ahead, sorry, sir.
No.
Jesse, you're playing crazy now. I know what you're doing.
Ron.
Go ahead, my brother. Go ahead.
Why are you bringing something up that happened 13 years and why years ago, and why do you even remember it?
Okay, this is what I'm answering your question. In law cases, you can go back many, many years to find a similar case to be able to judge the new case. Okay?
Trayvon took a knife to a trap meet?
No, sir. Trayvon Martin, a little kid.
But why are you a lawyer?
Please, let me answer.
He wasn't no little kid, but are you a lawyer?
Sir, please, let me answer. Are you a lawyer?
17-year-old
boy.
Are you a lawyer?
Yeah. Yes, I am today.
Are you a lawyer, Ron?
I am today.
Ron, are you a lawyer?
Sir, please.
Thank you, Ron. I got to take a break. Right back in a moment.
Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Female Monday, 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. My Mother's Day is coming up. I think Sunday. Am I right? Yep. Oh, we love my mama. She's my favorite girl. A mother love is so special. It's a kind of love that will kill you. Until the day you die. My mother taught me how to say, okay, mama, thank you, please. Oh, mama, my heart belongs to you. Mama Day is coming up Sunday. You better get your cameos in for mama. Shout outs to mama. I will do them for you. Birthday shout outs. Mama Day shout-outs, thank you, Mama shout-outs. Whatever the shout-outs are, I'll do them for you. Encouragement shout-outs, weddings, whatever they may be. And so we have a special going on for Mama's Day shout-outs. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Mama shout outs. And don't forget your Punchy's coffee. Good. I gotta stop eating too much sweet.
Why do you look at me when you think of that?
I've been eating so much sweet lately, it's not even funny. People always send us goodies. And it just made me want more goodies, cookies and donuts and all kind of stuff. But anyway, Cameo, CAMEO, .com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And check out Punchy's Coffee along with the merch. We cannot ship the coffee overseas, but we can ship merch around the world. Hats, mugs, T-shirts, all kind of amazing things. Go, and the coffee is good. And every dime of the coffee goes back to Bond. Everything does, really. The merch and everything. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. All right? Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Juan out of Florida. Juan, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Juan?
Yes.
You're on the air.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir.
I called in last week talking about my family, if you remember.
I do. No,
okay,
normally,
yeah.
You never ask a black man if he remember, but I do remember your situation.
Okay. I was wondering if it is beta to not face your mother like in person. Do I have to go to her face to face and tell her that I resented her and I'm sorry.
If it's possible, and you won't be hurt, physically attacked or anything, it's better to do it so you can face the fear and overcome the fear. You can do it by Skype or something like that if you want to. But if you have no other choice and you have to do it by phone, you can do it by phone if you have no other choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wanted to have the full effect. What you're talking about, you need to be an alpha and, you know, face your fears. In my situation,
you don't need to be an alpha to face your fear. You need to be weak and face your fears. You need to be a beta male and face your fears.
Oh yeah, I mean, talking about right now is putting me on the spot. Like you're talking, like you're saying is like that beta fear thing about my mom and talking to her in this manner is I don't know if I can do that in person. Yeah, it's just,
why can't you do it in person?
I just feel like it's going to be dramatic in some way and a waste of my time.
How would it be a waste of your time to forgive?
I'm really focused on my new life that I created for myself. I'm between jobs and I'm putting my newfound ego first. They're not good enough to go out of the way for. I can't travel all that way just to do this stuff, you know, and just for them to
throw. Why can't you FaceTime with her?
She chose not to be in tune with the internet and FaceTime or whatever.
Can you phone call her?
I the last time I called her was like 5 years ago, and it was like an unhinged conversation. Like I was just.
But
like,
can you phone call her this time and just say, "Hey, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you can't help yourself, and I'm wrong for resenting you." Can't you do that and be done with it?
I guess so. If you don't think that's beta, I just heard you saying, like, oh, you got to face your fears.
Right. And that's what you do when you're weak. You face your fears in weakness, and when you face them in weakness, you shall be made strong. So you're going to be a beta facing her in fear. But once you do it, if you do it, you're going to be made to be alpha.
Okay, if it's a phone call or whatever.
Right.
Okay. All right, now that makes sense. All right. Talking to me last time. Oh.
And forgive your brother, too. Is your brother mentally okay now?
He's autistic, and right. In my opinion, he's just incorrigible.
What does that mean?
It just means that he's someone who doesn't care about social norms, and he just does weird stuff. He just lives with my mom, and he has weird habits. And really embarrassing habits that I would like keep to myself, and I didn't talk to anybody about it.
Oh, okay. Well, then the reason I asked, because I knew you had told me he had something going on, but you just forgive him. Don't be angry at him either. He couldn't help himself.
Oh, that's their thing, dude. She'll say, oh, he can't help it. He can't help it.
Well, so he could, because he has the same anger spirit that you have. He resents his mother as well. Plus, you said he has, what do you say he has?
Autism.
He has autism, and he hates his mother, and that's what was driving him. But for you to be free, it wasn't right what he did, and it wasn't right that your mother allowed him to do that. but you forgive mm-hmm. him so you can be free. Don't hold anything against him. It doesn't mean you have to hang out with him or anything. Just don't be mad so you can be free.
Okay. Well, I talked to him on the phone. See, I actually kept in touch with him to keep tabs on the family because in their situation, I see him as the man of the house, even though, it's crazy. Like, he's the one that gets to be crazy. So he's the man of the house, and I would keep in touch with him. Yeah. That was the dynamic. That's how it is since he's the autistic one. He's the one we all fear. I kept in touch with him, and I told him I need to come back and forgive Mom, and he's like, oh, don't make me hate you too. I don't see what you have against her.
Oh, like, mess.
Yes. I'm like, dude, you spent your whole life hitting us, breaking furniture, cussing, and now he tells me, don't be a stranger. I'm like, dude, you made me a stranger.
So listen, but forgive him though. He loves what he hates now. That's what happens when you resent your mother. You have a false love for her too, but it's really hatred, and you call it love. Just forgive him and move on with your life.
Yes, sir. Oh yeah, you called me out on having that false love for my mom. I said, oh, I love her more than life itself, and you're like, oh no, you don't.
No, you hate her. You can't have love and hate.
You're right.
Not real love, that's for sure. Real love is no judgment. It doesn't mean you hang out with them or you call them and all that. You just don't hate them. That's what real love is. You're not angry.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask, ask. You mm-hmm. said, what is a social norm?
Oh,
you said something about social norm.
In reference to my brother, he doesn't like he doesn't care about like social norms. Like, he'll just be like swearing in public when it's like inappropriate. He'll have people like call out my mother, like, "Hey, why are you letting him cuss like that?"
Oh,
it's like really like awkward, and that's what I put up with growing up, and that's what like made me angry.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yes.
Well,
yes. I was like,
well, drop that anger. Drop that anger so you can be free and continue to live your life.
Yes, sir. I was gonna say, calling you last time reminded me of the scripture saying that even the stones will speak God's glory. I wasn't expecting our phone call to be so good. Your advice is sound, and you don't fake with people. You're very real, and I appreciate it. It's good.
You are too, and you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
I appreciate you very much. Thank you.
All right, but I wish you well.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. God bless.
888-775-3773. Let me go to first-time caller Jim out of Texas. Jim, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Mr. Peterson, how you doing?
All is well, Jim.
All righty. Yes, I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
My dad knows you. You worked with him back at Inland Steel in Indiana.
Really?
Years ago. Yes.
Wow, that was back in 1968.
Like 69, that's back then.
Wow.
I think you only worked for like a couple of weeks, but you worked with him.
That's mind blowing.
Yeah.
I only worked for 2 weeks to make one paycheck
so
I can move to California.
He remembers you. He worked there for 35 years.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm originally from Gary, Indiana. I live in Texas now.
Right on. Amazing. Yeah. What a small
amazing.
World.
Well, so here's my question.
Yes.
My question is this. So I have adult children, right? I have adult children. My daughter, her mother was married for almost 20 years. And we got divorced about 15 years ago. So my adult children I was always in their life from birth all the way up to now. And, of course, my ex-wife did the thing of trying to turn my children against me and all that kind of stuff and things of that nature. Well, She's getting ready to get married. And she told me that her mom has convinced her, instead of me walking her down the aisle, her mom is going to walk her down the aisle. So she asked me to come, and I'm letting her know that I'm not coming to that. If your mom's walking, it's my job to walk you down the aisle.
Yeah.
If your mom's walking down the aisle, I won't be there.
Yep.
And my question is, am I wrong for that?
Nope. You're right. You're the father. Her mother is not the father. You're the father. You raised her. And she should not be listening to her mother by putting the mother before you and that. I wouldn't go either. Don't be mad, but I would not show up.
Yeah, I'm not upset at all. But she's upset with me now because I've said I'm not coming.
How you
she's
feel about that? How you feel about that?
I don't feel anything about it because
nice.
I know it's a manipulation of her mother.
Yeah.
So I just pray for it and I let it be.
That's right. No, so, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, so she hasn't contacted me since, so I just say God bless her, and I let it be.
Right on, man. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
What a mess.
That's all. Yeah, what a mess. Amazing.
Amazing. That's crazy that I worked with your father at Inland Steel in Chicago. What?
East Chicago, Indiana.
Yeah. What a small world.
Oh, small. Yeah, you work with him. Yeah, he still remembers you from a couple of weeks that you worked there.
Amazing. Thank you, man.
Yeah,
and you're right. Already. You're right. Don't go. Be honest with her. Just don't be mad. Let her do what she wants. But you should be walking her down the aisle, not her mother. That doesn't even make sense.
Right. Right.
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Jim. Good to hear from you.
All right. Take care.
All right. Tell your father I said hello.
I will do that. I will do that.
All right. Bye now. Isn't that amazing? I worked at Inland Steel back in 68, and I worked for 2 weeks because working in Inland Steel was harder than working in the cotton field. I would rather be in the cotton field picking cotton. And I said, okay, I'm going to work this job up here in Indiana for 2 weeks so I can go to California. I worked for 2 weeks, because you take 2 weeks to make a paycheck. Got my first paycheck, I left. And I bought a $50 ticket to L.A., and that's what it cost at the time. One way was $50. And I've been here ever since. That's amazing, huh? In the steer.
And the man recognizes you.
Right. How you recognize me from 68?
From 2 weeks of work.
Just for 2 weeks. I'm up in loud. I'm up and loud or something.
Probably.
2 weeks is not even long enough to be there for anybody to remember you at all.
Was it mostly black coworkers or white or what?
There were some whites, but mostly blacks. A lot of black men took care of their families from Inland Steel.
This is like, I picture molten steel, a hot indoor huge warehouse.
Yeah.
Like multiple levels walking on the upper things and pouring that hot. Red hot
and
stuff.
And the work was hard. It was labor. I don't know how those men stayed there for 30 and 40 years. But they did. My stepfather had 8 other children. My mother had a total of 9 with me. And he took care of everybody from Inland Steel just about working at. He didn't work at Inland Steel. He worked at another steel mill.
Yeah.
He took care of the family. And that's what Trump is doing now. He's bringing those jobs back.
That's cool.
It was nothing to get a job. You just walk out your door. I told you I went to Inland Steel, just got the job.
Did they know in advance you were only going to stay a couple of weeks?
No. I didn't tell them that. But the interview, well, I got the job the same day, and I started work the next day or so in 2 weeks.
That's awesome.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Chris gave a super sticker. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Over on the Fallen State.
Amazing.
CSS Element. The Fallen State is amazing.
Amazing. Nice.
Hey, he says, we'll read your super chats on JLP Monday. Shout emoji. Speak emoji.
Shout out.
Finally
thank
coming
you.
Through.
Yeah.
Sometimes I forget about the Fallen State super chats.
Oh.
You cannot Z me, says, if he's got a throne, he's got a beard. About God, I guess. And God has a throne. Says you cannot see me.
And God got a beard.
Indeed.
I know it looked like Jesus had a beard, the image of him.
That's right.
But I don't know about God.
Mr. J says, shout out to the slub markers.
Thank you, Mr. J.
Heart, thanks, hands.
Right on.
Harmony.
And grits.
Gratata grits. United States of America. Donald Trump. Donald the Truth Trump.
Forever and always. Trump gave a speech down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, I believe.
Oh.
At the graduation down there. If you have not heard that speech, you owe it to yourself to do. If you want to understand Donald Trump, listen to that encouraging speech he gave to that graduation class. And it shows you, if you're paying any attention to yourself, you're going to understand why Trump is winning and the whole world respects him. You'll understand it. Listen to that graduation talk he gave. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Thanks for the tip.
Yeah.
Over on The Fallen State, Aaron G. asks,
ask,
is God ever sorry?
About what?
Period.
No. Ain't nothing to be sorry about.
I might have asked that one.
Anyway,
a couple weeks ago.
Oh, sure. Repeat.
Although, no, this was, oh, yeah, it could have been a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay. But no, what are you sorry about? As a matter of fact, the real you are not sorry about anything either. It's the fake you that thinks you're sorry. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Children are a blessing of the Lord. Right on, guest guy, LOL, says Aaron G.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Aaron G. also, are blade.
How children are blessed of the Lord. I've heard that before since living out here.
They make your ego feel good sometimes.
But children can be a headache.
They can always, yeah. Shout out.
And they take too long to grow up and get away.
True.
But thank you, though.
Are blading men implicitly beta? Please say no.
What?
Are blading men. What? I think that may mean rollerblading. Men implicitly beta. Please say no.
No, roller skate is good exercise for you.
Nice.
It's really good exercise.
Oh, I think he means balding men. Are balding men implicitly beta?
No, they're bald.
Does a balding man exist? Also no, right? Says Aaron G.
Yeah, they're balding men.
Thank you for your faithful support.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But yeah, they're balding men. Amazing.
Shout out to the top contributors from the Friday show. Games for Rec 555-555-565, Wolf 336, and the rest, as always. Thank you.
Shout out. Thank you.
Someone gave five copies. Tell the truth. I cannot unsee the water bottles anymore. Even my son's baby book has a page dedicated to fill your water bottle. At least it isn't that $90 bottle in the picture.
Amazing. Thank you. Let's take a break. Is this break music?
Yeah.
Let's take a break. One more hour to go when I come back. Thank you. We're going to super chat, finish up, and your phone calls right after this break.
Oh, they're from the gates of hell. These are children of the light. Children of the light. Godless. These are children of the light. Children of the light. They're liars. You choose good or you choose evil. You choose good.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores and get Punchy's Coffee.
Some ongoing mess going on in the world. But our greatest president is in the White House, and they're not. So, nice. This is the end of hour two already of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It's Cinco de Mayo, Monday, May 5th, AD 2025. Female Monday continues for the third and final hour of the Jason Lee Peterson Show for today. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during Hate News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. But after the Jason Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com, that's my show, Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Right after that, Joel Friday TV, all right? Guys, Joel Friday TV, and then American Anchor Baby. And after American Anchor Baby, we have Punchy TV with Pearl. The boys talking to Pearl. The young men, or the men, not that young. But anyway, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports on the Trump budget. The White House, the white on the inside White House, has unveiled its budget blueprint, highlights the president's priorities of pumping more money into defense and homeland security while cutting foreign and domestic programs. Good policies, good priorities. The skinny budget would increase defense spending by 13% to $1 trillion. Also proposes providing $175 billion to fully secure the border. Nice. To afford this, Trump's budget recommendations making additional cuts to the National Park Service. Good idea. Climate science research, of course. Obviously, you need to cut that. Foreign economic and disaster assistance, good policy, make them take care of themselves, leave them to take care of themselves. And UN peacekeepers, what a joke, huh? They don't keep peace, the evil UN. Certain education funding to schools, very good to cut, yep. And the low-income home energy assistance program, the National Institutes of Health, the CDC, clean energy and EV charging programs, nuclear energy and waste management, rental assistance, and the IRS. Cut, 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 cut. Sweet. And weather forecasting. As the next hurricane season approaches, current and former meteorologists say the National Weather Service is in tatters. Wow. Since the start of Trump's second term, the NWS, National Weather Service, has lost more than 550 people. Nice. That's more than just a few. With so much institutional knowledge gone, experts are worried that the nation's forecasting agency will be unable to provide accurate forecasts and timely, life-saving warnings. I think they're setting up so if they do a bad job, they have the excuse, whereas they should just do a good job. Anyway, of the National Weather Service's 122 weather forecast offices, 30 lack a chief meteorologist. Many of these offices are responsible for covering major population centers, Cleveland, Houston, New York City, Tampa. The meteorologists in charge are the critical linchpin of the operation of our weather forecast offices, so claimed a former NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, something like that, Administrator Rick Spinrad. Don't necessarily trust him, but maybe. Multiple offices have reduced or eliminated daily weather balloon launches, which provide supposedly critical data for computer models used by forecasters. Several NWS offices expected to stop soon, operating 24/7. Nice. Good news. You know what's funny? Former Vice President Mike Pence, whom I used to like. I still like him, but he's a mess. He received the John F. Kennedy Profile in, get this, Courage. Profile in Courage Award on Sunday for refusing to overturn the results of the 2020 election. So courageous, right? Went along with the whole establishment and international world. Very courageous. Despite being repeatedly pressured by our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, to do so amid the chaos and, in some cases, violence, mostly perpetrated by police, but hey, of the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol, some of which was directed at Pence, right? Hang Mike Pence for treason, you know, whatever. Anyway, he called it a tragic day. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 3. Wow.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. I had to ask Nick something. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. Brand new biblical question. It's a doozy. Brand new biblical question. Why should anything upset you at all? This question is so deep, I don't know what to tell you. Know thyself. Know thyself. If you want to be free, why should anything upset you at all? We have every way to watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. I told y'all I worked at Endless Steel for 2 weeks. Yeah, someone called out of nowhere. My dad, remember you at Endless Steel? A steel mill that was out of this world. It was hard work. But anyway, you can listen to the show live on your iPhone, iPad. You can podcast, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. Yesterday's fellowship was so amazing, our fellowship. I can't even stop thinking about it. The participation was out of this world. It was amazing. Stay with it, folks, those who participate in it and working on yourself. It was deep. Pearl was there. Hey, Pearl. Amazing. Well, listen. So to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. Every Monday, it is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Oh.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Social justice people. A lot of money has been made off social justice people. What a mess. And we are paying for it with our taxes. What a mess, huh? Did you know that at one time in America, less than 10% of black children were born out of wedlock? Did y'all hear about that? That's amazing, huh? And then, even so with white people, they were having more out of wedlock babies than blacks were at one time, but is a mess. Here's a graphic showing the percentage of unmarried adults in the U.S. by race, ethnicity, between 1900 and 2020. Watch this.
Here's the graph in question. Figure 3, percentage of unmarried adults in the U.S. by race and ethnicity. That's from the year 1900 to the year 2020. If you see here on the graph, you see four lines of different colors. The blue line represents non-Hispanic whites. The orange line represents non-Hispanic blacks. The brown line represents Hispanic, and the gray line represents non-Hispanic others. You see, in the year 1900, the blacks and whites have a similar rate of a percentage of unmarried adults. 40% of blacks were unmarried, with 39% compared with the whites. They pretty much are in lockstep with each other, and at one point even, the black unmarried percentage goes lower than the whites, just for a moment there. And it looks like around 1950, 60, the orange line decouples and just starts going up and up. And the percentage of unmarried adults just continues to rise.
Amazing. What a mess. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children, is gone. And it's a mess. I want to show you an example of social justice creating people. These people's lives are built on creating social justice people, because social justice bring in a lot of money. And the people who create the social justice people, they are making buku money off of you. They have you out mad and complaining and take a little welfare here and a little welfare that, but the real money goes to them and not you. Our taxes go to them and not you. We pay for the programs. We're a mess, huh? You could be free, but it's up to you. I want to show you one of the worst human beings in America today. Really. And y'all voted for her. You voted for her because you love being social justice people. You love other people thinking for you, giving you free stuff, blaming others, and blah, blah, blah. During a commencement speech in Tougaloo, that sounds like Mississippi, Tougaloo College on yesterday, Jasmine Cricket stated, instead of calling us the N-word, they call us the DEI, higher you are. Even though most blacks are even more qualified. Watch this from X.
And instead of publicly calling us the N-word, they use racist epithets and suggest that we're ghetto or unqualified or diversity hires. Even though we're all more, oftentimes than not, more educated and qualified than they are. I have news for you. These attacks are not new, because Jim Crow never died. He just lied in wait.
Amazing, huh? So she upset pretending to be a DEI person and telling the blacks that crap. Back in early, you heard what she said about it, right? You heard it with your own ears. Back in early April, Jasmine Cricket admitted she convinced her boss to hire her as an inexperienced public defender because she was black. Watch this from Fox News.
The final thing that I'll say, because you've been gracious, is this. When I first became a public defender, I had no criminal defense experience. And I walked in and I told my boss, Charlie, I said, listen, you should hire me. He said, why? I said, because I'm black. Charlie looked at me like I was crazy.
Amazing, huh? Either you're DEI or you're not. Is you or ain't you? What a mess. And one last one. Remember that that plane crash that happened a while back over there in D.C.? And we've been wondering who was flying the plane. Was it a woman? Was it a woman or not? Well, lo and behold, according to X, the female pilot flying the Black Hawk helicopter that collided with an American Airlines flight made multiple mistakes and ignored a warning from her co-pilot, according to the New York Times. Watch this from Sky News Australia.
To the shocking tragedy that saw the loss of more than 60 lives when a Black Hawk helicopter collided with an American Airlines flight near Reagan International Airport, there was a great deal of criticism and defence of DEI at the time, diversity, equity, inclusion programs, a great deal of focus on the fact that the pilot here, the helicopter pilot in the Black Hawk was a female, Captain Rebecca Loback. Well, we now have more details on the crash, and it's been revealed that not only was the Black Hawk flying too high, but in the final seconds before the crash, the pilot failed to heed a directive from her co-pilot, an Army flight instructor, to change course. As many speculated at the time, Josh, this looked like human error, an avoidable tragedy that's taken the lives of 67 people.
Amazing, huh? Do you still want a DEI person flying your plane? Love, we're not even safe in the sky anymore. And they said this is easier to get killed in a car crash than it is to fly. That gone now. DEI is in charge. I want my America back. It's not coming back, but I want it back. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Aaron out of Maryland. I asked Aaron to call back because I gave Aaron an assignment. Aaron, welcome back.
Thank you.
And what was the assignment?
To not think about myself or mention myself for the past 3 days.
And did you do it?
I would have to say no.
You did not forget about yourself?
I tried to, but then it would come up. So I guess that's a failure, right? If I did not. I mean, I'm just trying to ask you if thoughts of myself came to me for a moment, and then, if I mentioned myself or I talked about myself, then that means I didn't, right? But I did try.
Well, if you, let's say thoughts came up about self, but you let it pass, you didn't hold on to it. But if thoughts came up...
No, I let it pass the whole time. I just ignored it.
Oh, good. Well, if thoughts came up and then you talk about yourself, that's a different story. So you didn't mention yourself. You just noticed that you were going in and out of the thoughts about self,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's amazing. What was that like yes. for you doing that?
Well, every time there was something uncomfortable or something confusing, if I just didn't think about myself, then it just would pass, and then I would just go on, and that was it.
Do you want to walk on water?
I was just about to ask you about that. I was going to say, if you told me to, I was saying this the other day, if Jesse told me to walk on water, I'd go for it. Honestly, I was like, if Jesse said, go walk on water, I would try for it. And then if I didn't, I'd be like, something's wrong with me.
Okay, well, I want to encourage you to walk on water for the rest of your life. And the way you do it, never think about you again.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. I wanted to continue doing that.
Yeah.
And that's like, so I should strive to get to never thinking about me.
Never again. Don't speak about you unless you have a conscious conversation with someone. If you're having a conversation with, I am going to work today. That's a conscious conversation, right?
Yeah, but when I have those conversations, I don't even think about myself. I just say it because I know that that's the only way to explain it.
Right on.
But I don't even, I'm not really, I'm like, okay. Because it got to a point in the beginning where it was just like, okay, there's no way I can get around this. I'm just trying to explain. And then so I just said it. And then I was like, okay, whatever. And right if I on. Get in trouble, then I get in trouble. But I'm gonna... no. I didn't know what you were going to say.
No, yeah. You're absolutely right. But I want you to know, and I'm telling you the truth about this. When you disappear, then the real you will appear. It's going to be amazing. But right now, all you have is not you, the fake you. All you have is an illusion about you, and there's no you. There's no you to get angry. There's no you to be sad, jealous, envy, revengeful, or any of those things, lonely, or anything. It's a fake you, and you have identified with that. And if you continue to work on yourself, don't call those things you ever again, you. Haven't seen anything, man. It's going to be amazing for you.
So confused. You should say you haven't seen anything.
Right. Consciously conversating.
I know. I'm just laughing about it. Yeah. But I'm not. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not. I'll leave it alone.
And so did you have fun doing that?
Yeah, I did.
Not thinking about you.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Sometimes it felt a little silly. I felt a little bit silly. But then
who felt silly?
Right. So then I'll just let that pass.
No, that was a question.
Oh, I don't. Well, me, but I don't know who that is. So
it wasn't you.
Whatever, I guess.
It was the fake you.
Yeah.
Ego you, but not you. You had another question?
Yeah, okay. I was gonna say it was a coincidence. I didn't realize until this morning that today's my dad's birthday. Could you shout him out? Can I tell you his name?
First name.
His first name is a little bit African. It's Meng Stab. Meng Stab.
Meng Stab?
Meng Stab, yeah.
Meng what?
Yeah. Meng, maybe another way is better to say it. Maybe Meng Stab. Meng Stab.
Can you say it? Hey.
Meng Stab.
No, the other one.
Meng Stab.
No, he said it right. He said it right.
Oh, Meng Stab.
Yeah, that's good. I just didn't think, yeah, that's good.
Shout out to Meng Stab. Main stop.
Nice.
Oh, amazing. Well, Aaron, I got to rub it. You stay with
okay.
it, all right? Just watch.
All right, I will.
I want you to really encourage you to do this, man. Don't ever say, I'm angry, or I'm lonely, or you made me feel bad, or you tried to hurt me. Stop identifying with those things. You're going to walk on water.
All right.
Let me know how it goes.
All right, thanks.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to William out of California. William, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well, William.
Good, good. I'll call to report and see if we can talk about the father that ran over the police officer out there in Ohio. He killed him, struck him, and killed him. In retaliation for killing his son.
I have that story. Nick, play that from NBC yeah. News. Official says a man in Ohio was charged with hitting and killing a sheriff deputy. Let me read it over. Official says a man in Ohio who was charged with hitting and killing a sheriff deputy is the father of an 18-year-old who was shot and killed by the police the day before. Watch it from NBC News.
At these East Price Hill condos Thursday morning, Cincinnati officers tracked down a stolen vehicle.
As you know, we had a critical incident yesterday.
Four people get out and start running. In body cam footage released today, in just 6 seconds, police say 18-year-old Ryan Hinton aims his gun at officers.
He's got a gun!
Police shoot and kill him. Today on MLK Drive, a deputy is working traffic control for UC graduation when a driver crashes into him.
There is a connection between these two incidents. The driver of today's vehicle that struck a deputy has a family relationship with the 18-year-old that we shot yesterday.
Chief, is the person who hit the deputy the father of the person who was shot yesterday?
Yes.
Ryan Hinton's father, 38-year-old Rodney Hinton, is charged with aggravated murder in the deputy's death. He was taken to University Hospital in critical condition. Hours later, the Hamilton County Sheriff's deputy dies. The CPD homicide unit investigating both the death of the deputy killed today and the death of the 18-year-old shot by police.
I can assure you, as the chief of police for Cincinnati, I will ensure you transparency and a thorough and accurate investigation.
What a mess! And William, you were responding to that.
Hey, man, what's going on with the blacks, man?
What's wrong, going on? What's wrong with the blacks?
Man. Just, you know, you were showing the other day blacks in the 1930s. And like you said earlier, they've been trying this civil rights thing for so long. And don't nobody get paid but the Maxine Waters and the Jasmine Crockett's, and you know, that's why they crying about Elon Musk, because he's finding that money very frequently and very accurately. And they're just mad that this money is not going to these programs any longer. But how about the father retaliating for his future engineer son?
Who, you know, just,
I think there was gunplay. I think there were shots fired. So,
according to the report, the son had a gun, and he ended up getting killed. But the father ran over another car, according to the report, another police with his car. As a result of that, they're saying. But
I wonder if it's the same one that shot his son.
No, it sounded like it was a different cop.
Okay,
and it sounded like they were at a different.
It's bad enough, Jesse.
Right.
It's bad enough.
It's
bad enough. They got the death penalty out there, too, in Ohio. So it doesn't look good for him. And somebody, I think one of your callers was calling talking about Trayvon Martin. I don't know why he was coming up, because Trayvon is where he's supposed to be. And Donald Trump, what did you, your opinion, Jesse, about possibly opening up Alcatraz? It is not out of his reach, because Alcatraz is, you know, that's right there in the bay, San Francisco. It is federal land. So it's not outside reach, because they just closed it for operation costs.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, they got different building materials now. So, you know, they could possibly, he was talking about using it as a process center for illegals.
I wouldn't be surprised at anything that Great White Hope is doing to make America great again. He's doing some amazing stuff.
If it's
stuff
good,
there.
He can do it.
He can do it.
If it's good.
And he will do it, too, if it can be done.
Correct.
What a mess.
You asked the other day if blacks could make it in this country if they just gave the country to them. I have to say no, they wouldn't make it.
Yeah. They would turn into a ghetto overnight.
Well, they did it over in Liberia.
Yeah.
In the 1700s, you know, they sent the slaves back over there, and they had generational strife with slaughtering people.
What a mess.
You know, slaves then went back to Liberia and Africa. They colonized that country for the freed slaves, and you see what they did to it. They did to it the same thing they do to the cities out here in America.
Yeah. What's wrong with the blacks? Thank you, William. I absolutely appreciate it.
Amazing.
Thank you. It's amazing that this guy been accused of just killing any cop. The blacks are angry. I'm telling you, Black America, you need to drop your anger so you can see what's going on, so you can be free. You got to drop the anger. You got to forgive your mothers and your fathers and your grandmother. And a lot of times, you got a lot of black grandmother raising children. And then you shall be free. Super chat.
Someone bought five coffees. I cannot. Oh, no, I already said that one. Thank you, someone. about the water bottles.
Oh, yeah.
Deplorable Dave from Rosamond, California. Jesse and crew, what about using another chat app like Viber since Skype is being deleted? What a mess. He's drunk as a bastard. I don't know if Viber will work. I started to look into stuff, but it's hard to tell because I'm not even overseas. So
let us know, overseas people. A friend of mine gave me a sign. I'm going to have to show y'all tomorrow. He's drunk as a bastard. She made a picture of it. It's amazing.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
If you already have a Google Voice number, you can use that. But you already have to have a Google Voice number, and that's an American number. And those are hard to get if you're already overseas, unless you have an American friend who can get you one.
Amazing. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee.
Thank you very much, folks.
Yeah. Thank you, Deplorable Dave. Yeah. Someone over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Hello, team. Been married 11 plus years. My wife can't stand you, if you know what I mean. She's going to this church. I listened to a message, and he said God is an emotional God. He's this pastor, apparently. He said we need to have people in our lives we can confess our emotions to. Sir, he said so much. However, I got to keep it piffy. He telling people their emotions are in their heart and they need to manage them, not be led by them. What do you say to that, sir? He says it's okay to be angry. Help me, sir.
Do what you want, but I suggest you keep your wife from that church. She's already emotional enough, and he's added to that based on what you've said. It's only going to get worse for you. Don't let her go there. Amazing. I wish you well. Thank you.
Hey, young man, says someone. My wife's still living in that fallen state. Watching you, I'm now starting to work on me. Situation, right, wife only son comes over with her only grandson late evening. Spending the night ended up. Should I be informed before that decision is made? She says she can't stand you, and it shows.
And so the question is what?
Her wife's adult son, her only son.
His wife.
His wife's, yeah, sorry. Her son comes over with her only grandson late in the evening and ends up spending the night, and he wasn't informed about this decision beforehand. So should he be informed before that decision is made?
If you want to, absolutely. But why are you letting your wife run the house, run you like that? Don't be a bean. Babe! But speak up. Don't be afraid. And the wife will follow. If not, you'll be fine. But speak up. Have it go the way that you want it to go. All right? Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. Bible Thumper Friday. Dodge the question like a politician.
Bible Thumper Friday?
There was a Bible Thumper on Friday who called in.
Oh, call in.
Yeah.
Okay. Amazing.
I say this in love. Your church is not a real church and various different things.
Amazing.
Thanks,
thank
man.
You.
Anthony says, walls up, illegals out, tariffs set, and libs are crying.
Oh, the wall going up. What? Nah. Thank you.
Anthony, Marx's libs created in Fauci's Wuhan Franken's lab.
What a mess. Thank you. If you guys did not, ladies, you did not hear Sunday fellowship yesterday, it was one of the kind. I highly recommend. It was about betrayal. Betrayal. I highly recommend you watch it. RebuildingAMan.com/church. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony, rainfall, wind like a ghost, morning hues, dance.
Nice. Amazing. Thank you.
They show us ghettos and talk about beauty. I know.
Thank you, Anthony.
And we'll read the rest of them on the other side of the breaker sometime soon, guys.
Yeah, let me take a quick break. I'll be back to your phone calls right after this break. Amazing. Treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, quick rundown. Right after my show at the top of this hour, the Hake, H-A-K-E, HakeReport.com. The guy with the good hair from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then right after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV on fire. And then, and I think today in Grace and Mercy with Joel Friday. I believe, am I right about that? Grace and Mercy today?
Grace and Mercy Mondays.
Grace and Mercy. You got to pick a choice, Joel. You got to take what now?
No, we get them both on Mondays.
Amazing. And then after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby. Energy everywhere. Trump, and then there was the American Anchor Baby. He has all the energy that God did not give to Trump, he gave it to the American Anchor Baby. Believe me. At 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. And then at 2 p.m., the Fallen, Punchin' TV. Punchin' TV, the Fallen State is a different show. Watch this.
Pearl Davis in the building.
Guys have so much to lose. I don't know why they don't do background checks.
We talk about this sometimes about prenups. Like, I'm against the prenups, but typically everybody else is for the prenups. To say that there's no exceptions is to say that everyone's cooked.
You guys fall for everything.
They're like a good-looking little family, though.
She's a decent person right now.
Do you think women are happy like this?
They're super happy. I don't really see a difference between traditional, like, conservative women and porn star women. They divorce just the same.
What's wrong with the men that the men cannot recognize they're being played?
I'm not trying to come at you, but you see the market. Why don't you want a prenup?
Ooh.
You're cooked.
Pearl was on it at 2 p.m. Pacific time, all right? And you can check out the merch while you're there, too. Punchy. All right, P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV. We have coffee and everything, mugs, you know, merch stuff. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop, JesseLeePeterson.shop. Let me go quickly to the phones here. Let me go to Josh, a first-time caller out of San Diego, California. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Josh.
Hey. So I had a question about, like, how do you? I listened to your show for a while and.
Come closer to your phone. Speak into your phone.
All right.
Oh, that's much better. Go ahead.
So, like, I was just wondering, like, how you overcome anger? Is it just the silent prayer and just because, like, I just went to church yesterday and I just found myself, like, judging everybody. And then right after church, I just wanted to get a beer and go get some edibles.
So let me ask, you see that you have anger?
Yeah.
And you want, you know that it's wrong to have anger?
Yeah, it seems wrong.
then go and forgive your mother because she has recreated you in her image. Any man that has anger is a woman. He has the mindset and emotion of his mother. He's become like what he hates. And so go and forgive your mother for turning you away from your father, for recreating you in her image. Mother, I am sorry for resenting you, for being angry at you for what you've done. And if she says she's sorry, that's nice. If she doesn't, that's nice. If she blames your father, that's nice. If she doesn't, if she tried to blame you, you forgive her and God will forgive you. And Josh, he will take away the spirit of anger away from you and you will never judge another person.
Right on, man. I've been watching your show and I did that and she started crying and saying, I did the best that I could.
And you tell her, when you cry, you're lying. When she's crying, she's lying. And have you forgiven your father?
No, I still got to do that.
Yeah, forgive your father for not protecting you. He loved you. He just didn't know how to protect you from her. And when he left her. He did not leave you.
Right on, Jesse. Well, I just want to say thanks, too, for the work that you guys do over there. I know being, it's helped me watching your show.
Right on. Well, then from now on, do the silent prayer and don't call anger you. Whenever you have those thoughts and feelings, whether good or bad, don't identify with them. Do not call them you again, and they will be taken away from you, all right?
All right, man.
I wish you well, man. Call me again.
Okay, take care.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Gilbert out of Texas. Gilbert, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Peterson. How are you, sir?
All is well, Gilbert.
Wonderful, wonderful. I really, really appreciate you, man. Just since I came across your content about a year ago, life has gone in a whole other direction for the better, and I just wanted to thank you for that.
Right on.
Yeah, and I got so many questions I'd love to ask you, but right now, I wanted to share just a little bit of information, a little piece of history. May 5th, of course, everybody knows it's Cinco de Mayo, but on May 5th, 1941, in Ethiopia, I'm sure you're familiar with Haile Selassie, the one they called Rastafari. Are you aware of this man?
No.
Okay, he was the king of Ethiopia from 1930 to 1974.
Oh, okay.
And in 1935, Italy, under Mussolini, they invaded Ethiopia. This was right before World War II. And it was a major aggression against the East African country, Ethiopia, of course, and they were trying to colonize or whatever. But on May 5th, 1936, Haile Selassie left the country and went to Europe in exile, and then he returned on May 5th, 1941. And after they won the war, they kicked the Italians out. And on that day, he forgave the Italian people for the brutality that they inflicted on the Ethiopian people. And he declared that the Ethiopian people should never hold any resentment or grudge against the Italians for what they did, and that they should never return evil for evil. And at the time, the worldwide headlines and the newspapers and all of the information about the war, it never depicted the war as a racial war. It never said it was a white against black thing or a racist thing. It was only, they just said it was like a David against Goliath type of war.
I know.
And but that
amazing
day, and May 5th was declared Ethiopian Liberation Day, and he told the people to forgive. It's written in the history. There's even a speech about it. And he said that you become just like your enemy if you do the same thing to them.
Yeah.
And since that time, Ethiopia has become what they call now the Switzerland of Africa. And in their history, for the last 90 years, the people never identify with that war. and they never identify as victims of the Italians, and they've never blamed the Italians. And to this day, thousands of Italians live in Ethiopia from that time, because Haile Selassie told the people that if any of the Italians that are here want to stay, they can stay, and don't punish them for what they did. You know, so I just wanted to share that piece of information with you.
That is an amazing story. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir.
I never heard about it.
Me, this is the first time, man. That's an amazing show. We're going to look into it even more. So thank you.
Yes, sir. I'm going to come see you soon. I'm going to come to a church service, brother. You've done great works for me. I've been sharing you with all my people around me, and I'm very thankful for you, sir.
Right on. Thank you. And thanks for that little piece of history on forgiveness.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
You too, brother. That's amazing. Isn't that like amazing, sir? Just imagine what America would be like if they had done it the same way here. We would be walking on water in America. What the? Brandon out of Canada. Welcome to the show, Brandon.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well.
Good. I spoke to you last week. I think it was on Wednesday or something. And I was mumbling and I was trying to explain to you a little bit about my situation and stuff. I called in because, well, I've managed to stay a bit conscious, and I quit weed, cannabis, and this is like my first day sober in a long time. But I realized, like, I still have a bunch of anger and fear and all that stuff. My question is a couple years ago, I went to my parents, did what you said, but I fell back and, you know, everything kind of went back to the same way. But now that I've kind of starting to wake up again, do you think I need to go and forgive them again and sit with them again and explain it to them? Or
no. All you got to do now, man, and if you do this, I promise you, your life will work. All you got to do now is do the silent prayer, stay present. Don't forget to stay present, and never call the spirit of anger you again. Never say, I'm angry, or I'm lonely, or I'm this, because when you do that, you identify with it. You're not your thoughts, you're not your feelings. And so from now on, just watch the thoughts and the feelings, but don't call them you. And you'll be fine. The real you will come alive, and those false you will be taken away from you. So that's all you got to do from this point forward. Go about your life, going to work and doing your thing, but never call it you again.
Okay. I also had like a couple moments where I've listened to a lot of the Bond sermons, and I know a couple people said that they came close to like the ego death, like just completely, I guess, becoming conscious, like, and there's almost like a moment where you feel like everything is falling away. And I had a couple moments like that this week, and it was really strange. I just almost wanted to like just boohoo, as you say, because it felt like I was not feeling, but it felt like there was I don't know how to explain it. It just felt like there was nothing but life. It just felt like there was nothing but just like clear, pure life. I don't know how else to explain it. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, you're explaining it perfectly. If you stay with it, you're going to get more and more. As the old person, false person die, you're going to get more and more of that. And the more you get, the more you want. So just stay with it. You're absolutely right.
And when people try and like give you their ideas about God and try and tell you what to do and things like that, you can just kind of, I guess, notice that they're crazy and just move on and not let it affect you?
100%. Don't argue with them about it. Don't try to prove anything. If you want to hear it. If you don't, you don't have to listen to it. And just move forward your life. But don't get angry at them. They cannot see.
Right. And that anger isn't me anyways, even if I feel it. Sorry for the cars. All
anger is inside the person. It's not outside of you. It's inside of you. But people with anger, they'll tell you that you're angry. You made me feel this way. Why are you so angry? But they're the one that's angry, and it's in them, but they look on the outside and blame someone else or a situation.
Right. I said that to my parents once, and they kind of tried to switch it around and say, like, well, like, you got to be practical with, like, because I said, well, that's not really practical, and, like, they just kind of switched it around and tried to say, like, that I was, I don't know. I guess it's just like you say, you kind of have to just let people be in their hell and just focus on your own life, right?
You totally have to leave everyone, your family members, your parents, your children, your whatever, your friends, everybody in their own hell, and you focus on you. You cannot help another person. Even God can't help you if you don't want it.
Right. But you can't even pray for them? Like, what does it mean to pray for somebody else?
Just wish them well. Don't be mad at them. Don't be angry at them. Wish them well. That's all. Okay. That's your prayer. Because you may pray to God that, oh, these people, that they wake up, right? But that's not what they want. And so you're praying for something that they might not even want. Because if they wanted to wake up, they would be awakened by God.
Oh, wow. So I can't even do anything. Like, God is the one that does it anyways.
100%.
Whoa. All right, Jesse. Well, you told me last time to stay with the light, so I'm going to try this time not to fall off. But I'll call you in a few weeks maybe and just check back in.
Absolutely. And if you do find yourself into thoughts again, don't call it you. Just be aware and become aware of your body or something. You're right back out. Practice staying present.
Right. Practice keeping the mind with the body.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate you a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Over on pilled.net, Matt1776 gifted the cookie. Good morning, Jesse. Happy Sunday.
Thank you. Good morning. Amazing.
Handy News gifted the phone. Thank you for coming on to Pilled, Jesse.
Right on. Thanks for having me on Pills.
Bobby Digital claimed a 1 month bronze tier subscription gifted by Old Salty Dog over on pilled.net. /Jesse Lee Peterson.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
Hey, Pills. And thank you very much. That's amazing.
Old Salty Dog gifted a bunch of subscriptions. Pretty cool.
Right on. Thank you.
Angie.
Appreciate that.
Angie NZR underscore. Asking on X, does he consider white? Oh no, this is on IG actually, Instagram Live. Does he consider white lies betrayal? It's hard when you just want to be nice and like not offend someone. LOL.
Yes, a lie is a lie is a lie. No matter what color, the white or black lie is a lie. Either you're on the side of lies, or you're on the side of the truth. Either you're on the side of evil or you're on the side of good. Only one you can serve. You can't serve both. Amazing. Thank you.
Dave ID Mays, I may have minor disagreements with you here or there. This is on X Live. But that anger thing you talk about, I really have come to believe. I can tell you believe this deep down just from watching your words and actions.
Drop the anger. Thank you. Listen, human beings. Every one of you can drop your anger right now if you wanted to. You can be free of anger. Free, if not, I mean, anger is not of God. He did not give you, bless you.
Salute.
Bless you, anchor, baby. He did not give you the fear, the spirit of anger, but of peace and of love and a sound mind. Anyone that has anger does not have a sound mind. Believe me. Amazing. Thank you.
Mark on YouTube, Bond YouTube, I am betraying myself. I can only betray myself, he says.
That's right. Well, you're being betrayed by the devil, though.
Indeed.
Would you say every time you sneeze? What?
Every time you sneeze? This is what I heard from one of my Mexican friends. A girl is thinking of you.
Every time you sneeze,
mm-hmm.
And so the anchor baby will sneeze, he sneezed twice.
Right.
So two different girls thinking of him or
possibly,
the same girl?
Maybe the same girl.
It better be one same girl.
Aaron G says, if people begin to gossip around you, should you leave, ignore it, or tell them to stop?
Walk away. Just say, hey, I don't want to be a part of this. Goodbye. And don't worry about how they think about it. I have, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, and if something else doesn't pop up for me to talk about, this coming Sunday. You think last Sunday was good, and it was. This Sunday, I have something I want to share with you that's going to blow your mind. And everybody's guilty of it. Maybe exceptions to the rule, but you don't want to miss this coming Sunday at Fellowship. RebuildingTheMan.com/church.
Quentin, are all men born leaders?
No. You're born beta.
Aaron G.
Amazing.
Asks,
thank you.
Which is easier to admit, that you have been betrayed or that you are the betrayer? Laughing with sweat coming down.
We talked about betrayal this past Sunday. You got to watch it. Really. You got to watch it. Even if you don't agree with it, I recommend you watch last Sunday Fellowship. It was mind-blowing. And the feedback was like, RebuildingTheMan.com/church.
Holy,
thank you.
Holy moly, gifted the cookie over on pilled.net.
Thank you, holy moly.
Mari says, happy Sunday, everyone. Much love. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
A very generous Rumble rant on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson from Based Nation. It says, secret money.
Thank you, Based Nation. That's deep. Thank you.
Aaron, can y'all believe Jesse just said he's still waking up and he's as old as Israel? Oh, Lord.
I am older than a country and I love Israel, but I didn't know I was older than Israel. Right? Israel was founded in what?
1948.
I rest my case. 48?
Yeah.
That's my birthday.
Nice. Something like that.
Amazing. I thought they were like 49 or something.
I think you're 49.
No, I'm 48.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. How can I say thanks to you?
I don't think that's true.
What? That I'm born in 48?
Wikipedia says otherwise.
How can I say thanks to
you? Maybe you were conceived in 48, born in 49.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, I was born in 49.
So Israel's 1 year older than you.
Wow.
Plus or minus.
Oh, yeah, my cousin was born in 48.
Nice.
One of my close cousins, Junior. Hey, Junior.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Orlando.
But not that cousin, John Jr.
Oh, different Junior.
I got a whole bunch of Juniors in my family.
Yeah, because that Junior seems young.
I got Lever Jr., John Jr., Alice Jr., Cullen Jr., and so on and so on.
That's right.
I got a whole bunch of Juniors in my family. Everybody named Junior. And so baby Jessica's gets daddy. Thank you.
Orlando gave several super chats over on Bond YouTube during church. Thank you kindly.
Thank you.
C. Bill says, amazing. Heart eyes. Super chat.
Amazing.
Old Salty Dog gifted the can. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Everything is Fake asks, why do you say on one hand, making a decision and sticking with it is one of the most powerful things you can do in your life?
All right.
And on the other, make a decision, don't be double-minded. But on the other hand, sorry. You never make a decision. Could you shed light on this?
That's an interesting question. When you're a single-minded person, then opportunities come, right? Because opportunities are always with us, all the time, but you just don't see them because you're double-minded. So make a decision. When opportunities come, make a decision. Take advantage of the opportunity. Go with it. And don't think about double-minded means. Don't think about how it's going to turn out, if it's going to work or not. Just take advantage of the opportunity, take hold of it, go your way, and just don't worry about the outcome. Amazing. Thank you.
This is a quote shared by Yes, It's Joy of Life on X. Truth is the offspring of silence and meditation. I keep the subject constantly before me and wait till the first dawnings open slowly. By little and little, it's into a full and clear light. By Isaac Newton.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's deep.
Very nice.
Very nice. Thank you.
Orlando says, help to help others. Help to help others some more. Help to help others even more.
Thank you for helping us to help others. as you've been helped. Thank you.
And Aaron G says, help to help others even more. Shout out, Orlando.
Shout out. Mate, thank you.
Orlando gave 3, 4, 5 super chats again.
That's amazing. Thank you, Orlando.
Classical Chick says, good morning. Thank you for your ministry. I've shared your silent meditation, Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the foxhole over on pilled.net.
I love Pill. Thank you.
Mikey Baseball, great sermon yesterday.
Yesterday was a home run. I don't know where they came from, but it came. God was with us. Thank you.
That's a fact. Ms. Information gifted the can. Welcome to Pilled Hearts.
Thank you. Amazing.
Neon Penguin the Fourth, we need you to tour here in Australia, Jesse.
I'm coming. Watch out, Australia. I'll be there. Come hell or high water. Amazing.
VT Mert 42, great show over on YouTube.
Thank you, and thanks for your support.
Edward, just want to say keep up the good work, brother. You've been an amazing example. You've always used your platform for good.
Thank you, and thank you for helping making that possible. He made it possible. Thank you.
Depressed Toilet, 3 coffees. Jesse, give, send, go. Remove the N-word tower. What the? They left all that white hate up until the ladies' fundraiser passed at Black Thugs. Tired of the hypocrisy. Wish I could flush all these hypocrites away.
Yeah, what a mess, huh? But this is hell on earth. Hell is right here on earth. Inside of human beings. Amazing. Thank you.
3 coffees from Eric. Domesticating the modern woman is like domesticating a feral cat. Destroys everything you own when left alone. Instinctually wants to fight and calms down if you feed it.
No. Thank you. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Time.
Thank you all. A first-time caller out of Kentucky. Cecil. Ryan out of Long Beach. The callers that are coming in. And the rest of the call, I'm out of time. The Hate Report, then Enjoy Our Friday TV, then the American Anchor Baby, and a brand new episode of Punchy TV, punchy.tv, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, at 2 p.m. You don't want to miss that one. You don't want to miss any of the shows, really, but especially Punchy today. Thank you all for your super chat, your donation. We'll finish up on the super chat tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. And to the callers, I am out of time. Country Western Tuesday. Get on the straight and narrow and stay there. No matter what, just stay there. You won't be disappointed. Take care. Bye. I have books that are amazing. Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility, from rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session, If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.